Lechalamaisa. Oh, we have this thing. This is great. Let's go right to this.
I don't think we actually have it.
Don't have?
Yeah, it's open.
Why?
I try to refresh
Sunday.
It. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. I have all the throw with me. I never can trust this machine. Okay. Lutaris about Peh. We discussed the question of opening various items on Shabbos. One of the Svarim we're looking at is the Megillah Sefer, who has an entire chapter devoted to this thorny question, as it comes up every single week. And it's appropriate that we see some of his wisdom. It is called Simen Yudal. Psichas kufsaos v'sakios. All right, opening cans and bags. Okay. Exactly what we want to talk about, right? Exactly. So, this consists of quite a few different paragraphs. In paragraph Ches, I read to you. Chazanish is famous for answering opening cans. Kelim Atumim. Is a kelim gemurim kufsos hashimurim shasuim mimateches metal cans. Avol the kelim gemurim hadomim lechol solo shel tamarim. For example, those which are made min nylon. What's nylon? When Israel say nylon, what do we call it?
Plastic,
right? Oniyar, a paper. Ein psichos nachshavas atikun elam kain who beemes miskaven atakal ne pesach. That's what we could have said. The problem is, no. Chazanish suggests, with respect to opening up envelopes, there's no distinction. If an envelope is sealed with glue, the same thing. And therefore, what happens? Lamaisa, lamaisa, based upon this issue. Look what he says. It all depends. It had a real opening which wasn't canceled. Whatever's been, an opening that's been canceled means it has no opening whatsoever. And then any opening you make, as we saw last week, is considered to be in the category of a tikkun. Not as his famous point that everyone misunderstood the Chazanish. That's what they attacked. What? It's not a kli. If it's sealed, what about tefillin? Shlomo was Zalman's question. Tefillin. Tefillin is still chop, so called the kli, it's a kabbal tumah. They misunderstood what he said. He never meant that it's not a kli at all. What he meant to say is that since it has no opening, and you're making an opening now, it's called the tikkun. It's a net gain, and as such, it's prohibited on Shabbos. That's all he meant. Not more than that. Now, we have examples over the Gemara. Gemara is like all we do have. Daf mem ches. The technical problem is looking for the Gemara, Baruch Hashem. On the Memchaz Amud base, the Gemara says, Ma bein zu le megufas chavis, top line, Amud le rabba ze chibur ve ze eino chibur. What does that mean? Ze chibur ve ze eino chibur. The fact that it's a megufa does not cancel the Pesach. No matter what. No matter what. Rashi explained in the third wide line, top. Megufa eina menachomis atzmo. Not that it covers part of the barrel. It's connected to it. Eino chashiv chibur. Shereli nata lomedes. Aval habeged shenera kulo chibur. A garment is one unit. You punch all through. You chayim shemak bepatish. However, you have a chavis and it has an opening. The opening, Rabosai, has not been canceled. Now, if you take a look in the Kutei Rashi, who has the Kutei Rashi? You have the Kutei Rashi, yeah? Who has it? You have my Gemara? My Gemara certainly has also heard them. Even some of the other ones have the Kutei Rashi. Quotes of Rashi, that Makas Dav Gimel. I'm reading together with you. Zeh, the base had Tzava, Hoya Chibur, Hilkach Pesach, Tikkun Hachadah Shuzeh, Avala Megufa, Alfa Pishi Tocha Al Piachomis Betit, it's really sealed and tight. Ein Zeh Chibur. Very, very important Rashi. However, Rabbi Osai, having said this, It could be the following cases that the Megillah Sefer discusses. Watch this. Olson Sakios Shemadbikin Olson Bahadbokas Lachatz V'yein Shum Adifus Tiftoch Olson B'mokom Adboka. You know what I think he means? I think he means the Israeli milk bags. It's a lot of those things?
Yeah.
They have, you know, they buy it from the store and they put it in a little hard plastic. It's just, but it's so tight. It's no easier to open it on top than to open it in the middle. But carrot, but you know, he's open in the middle. Usually people that make a scissors and they snip the corner, right? Is that the open?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Snip the corner. Can I have a new thing?
Right.
The metal itself has a way to do it. They got more advanced than I in my day. You just have to take a scissors, go snip, and you can. It's not going to help you to try to snip it along the. That's sharp. Says the Megillah Sefer. I think he's right. For this battle pisan, it's not like a mugufa schavis. Because the dinah leos kishar kufso, so atumus, so stumus, she also the poskan, and omer the shimush, omer the shimush. So we had a chidish in the Binyan Shabbos. I think we got it on the screen on Thursday. I think, maybe not. I forget what we got it. Didn't get. And he said the people read the Chazon Ish wrong. I'm assuming the Shabbos is correct. That even though you don't finish all the contents in one shot, as long as you can throw it out after you finish the contents, the Chazon Ish is making. Not the way he said the Zimdin by Dogim. He reread it, and I'm assuming that he is correct. So there is not going to be a problem when it comes to the milk bags. Of creating a Pesach or a Kli because you throw it out as soon as you finish it. No one reuses those bags. Nobody. Yeah, nobody. Can't put soap in there, can't put nails in there. It's garbage. So they have to go to upshot. It's going to be mutter on those grounds. On those grounds. Okay? But for those who are machmir, and read the Chazon Ish Kipshuto, it's going to be a problem as well. As well. Okay. Fine. What will happen, Rabbi Osai? The case he's not describing. They took out a Hadbokas lachatz. That literally means heat seals. Probably what it means it's heat sealed together with a little pressure. But what will happen in a case in which it is easier to open it on top? I'll give you examples. Potato chips. Potato chips. Can't say that the peasant was bottled on potato chips. They slammed it shut. The same as the milk bags in Israel. Milk bags in Israel, that's so sharp. Like it's the potato chips. You just pull like this. It opens up. Correct. Am I correct? Potato chips go, poof, you pull over the dike. So I tried on a milk bag in Israel. You pull the loose, they won't open up. So it's a difference. So in that kind of a case, I don't believe the original Pesach is bottle. And therefore it's permissible to open it, in my opinion. Can you open it at that point in time? We spoke about this a month ago or more. The question then becomes, it's an Easter of Mafrit, the Yoros, the Bukim, if they were only made for temporary usage until the consumer opens it. So let's go back to our Mishnah Berurah, because it's Chazara, we have to Chaz a million times. Took the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Yud Zayin, that's what came up. Take a look, we've seen this many times before, but just to review it one more time. Shin Yud Zayin, Sivkot B'chof Aleph. This will sound familiar to you from a long time ago. Here it says in the Mishnah Berurah, commenting on the Mechavim. What does that mean? So, Mishnah Berurah Chafala, She'eino Os Leskayim, Rak, Ad, Shikachenu, Habalabayis, the Beso. Let's say within a day. It could be a week. But it's only meant until he takes it home, and then once he takes it home, he's an opening, like these kind of the food items. V'yesh Machmir, B'davar, and can I see that there be also Yom Shakvisa? That's considered the opinion of the Taz, but the first meaning of the bush is accepted. Yes, there are those who say that potato chips is worse, because even when I go to the store and I buy it, I'm not going to say open the same day. Because the consumer who had his garment in the launderer, say he opens it the same day. But even that's not necessarily true. I don't know. I'll go on Sunday to the, today's Sunday, I'll go on Sunday to the cleaners, I'll get out my item from the Kshara Kovic, I'm not going to wait till Shabbos. So 6 more days will pass. And what the Shabbos is, an in Shabbos, so I'm not going to get dressed all fancy. So wait till next Shabbos. And what if I wait for a wedding? So wait another 2 weeks. And then even in that case, not necessarily literally the same day, go get it to the store, get a guarantee to wear it. No guarantee. So therefore, it seems to me that fundamentally, the potato chips bag is the same as machlokas with the levush of the taz and the mishnah berurah nota to the opinion of the levush lekul. Fine. Now we come to the following point. Again, we're in Megillah Sefer. Again, we can't get it on screen. I apologize. You can always look it up later. Sifkotin Dalit. I will read it to you, and you tell me what it's describing. I'm going to read you this. It's modern Hebrew. Right? There's a rabbi who lives in the Yerushalayim today, Shalita, and he lives in Ramot, and he speaks the Hebrew of the people. Okay? Ba'otan pachiyot shtiya shehen atumot mikol tzad v'yesh v'chelkan ha'elyon chelek mechoratz shemechuberet elav tabat v'aydei mishichat ha'tabat notzar nekev na'eh shemiyuad l'shtot dalko. I use my Sephardic pronunciation just so that the Israelis say I can figure out what I'm talking about. What's it talking about? Soda can. Coke can, right? There's a little bit of a ring. Ma'aseh b'chol yom, correct? Am I correct? Soda cans, everyone knows about soda cans now? Yes. Everyone drinks from soda cans? May open it on Shabbos or not? That's the question. A very serious question. I'd love to show you here, I just can't. I don't know why we've been iced out on a Sunday, but reality is reality. The show must go on. I read it to you. Vada sheyesh lesor. Vada. Wow. Powerful stuff. It's certainly prohibited. Why is it certainly prohibited? Why? Kevan shemegufa shel hapachit mechuberet ela chibur gomer. Ein lepachit shum pesach hu metagin lo keis pesach chodosh. Chazanish, they're opening a can. We said before, you throw it right away to water. No. Uvifrach ein kavanos or rak lishbor asakli b'shul shel hotzit tofno. You're not just trying to break it. A carrot. And the kavanos or gam lasos negev noya lishtos darko on both sides. How many dollars do you think they spent in the Coca-Cola company to make that exact shape that when I want to drink the Coke, this, you know? Woo! Like a schmack. Drinking straight from the Coke bottle. It shouldn't be too big. It shouldn't be too small. It shouldn't be too sharp. It shouldn't be too dull. Exact. Believe it, it spent a lot of pennies fixing that to be exactly the right. That's a Pesach no, if I ever saw it. Right, exactly so. That's what he writes over here in Siman Yud Daled. Sivkoton Dalit. And it goes further than that. Mizadoma the Posebe Satsava Shachaim Shemaka the Patch. Footnote. Avshu Zorik as a Pat Pesach. Probably it's a typo. It's a Pachis, it should be. If you see it, you tell me I think it's a typo. Avshu Zorik as a Pachis. Avas Shimushu Chadpami. Only used once. From his bar, his soul falls gimel. Shegam ze osur. Why is it osur? What's his example? Kotem kisem lapsas moshinam chayim chatas. You throw it away right away. You throw it right away, it's nothing. Zero. And even if it's not a kli, maybe it's not a kli, because it's thrown into the garbage. That's a very good point. Rav Moshe has a point, it's not a cleave, we see nothing about Tfilas Kehle, we spoke about it before, earlier. Hochashani, Shemitakein Pesach Lishtos Darko, Vizedoma Lemitakein Kash Lishtia Shechayev, Afilim Izrikena Hachashimish Bodeid, one time use. Is it a separate issue, this is over here, of creating a Pesach? That's what it's finished. A separate issue of creating a Pesach. And maybe it's a Doraisa! Doraisa? Something more cool than both? When is it a Doraisa Pachuto? Also, Lahaknis Ulahotzi. Is this meant Lahaknis Ulahotzi? Look what he writes. No! Not Ulahotzi. What do you mean? By show of hands, whoever drinks from a soda can with a straw? Ever? Yeah. What about the cover that can wear the drink? You know, like this is a little chayash. Straw! Ooh, ooh. I thought if you go out on a date and they give you a can of Coke, I mean, they make a recommendation, you sip with a straw. There's once a song in my youth about sipping cider through a straw. It's a girl, I've got all the details around. They don't go like this. Straw, more of a covenant. You're in your dorm here by yourself, everybody's doing what you want. But it's more polite. No, so you mach this and malt, so you mach this in the straw, and you, of course, you can take out the Coke. Yeah?
Even if people put the straw in sometimes, but the Pesach wasn't made to be mach,
No, I don't think that's true. I think if you ask Coca-Cola Company, their marketing division, are you only making this whole, we should drink from like straight, or you also have in mind, I think they'll say, we're fully aware of the fact that there are millions and millions of Americans we're drinking probably tens of millions, or hundreds of millions, maybe billions of bottles of cans of Coke with a straw.
Isn't the main point just that even when you put in the straw, you're doing it to
be... That's a good point. He writes over here, no! Hamatara ilahotzi aliyanda was a Coke! That's not lahachnis. You're putting in the straw to get the Coke out. Who is he quote to say this? Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says as follows. In Perek Tes, he calls it Harachav Vav. By us, it's probably a really Harachav Ches. What happens if I take a gentleman, I want to pour, I don't know, it's almost Hanukkah. I want to pour oil, olive oil, out of a can. And I open up, you know, like we just have a pineapple juice can opener. They still call that? I don't know, it's a triangle. Will it come out or won't it come out? It won't come out. Very hard to get out that way. You want to, you know, the silos grew up the way. You open the one hole like this, and you make another hole like this. Why is that? Who knows the physics behind it? Come on. Air goes in here, and the juice comes out there. So the Chazanish said, it's the hotness of the Hotzi. Because the air comes in and the juice comes out. Shlomo Zalman says, come on. The whole purpose of the air going in, as you said, only get the juice out. So if Shlomo Zalman is right, here, it's the only purpose of the straw going in is that the Coca-Cola should come out. So it's not considered necessarily lahachnas or lahotzi. Okay. Nonetheless, he wants to suggest the nisa d'oraisa. Why? Who needs lahachnas or lahotzi? Why? Chazanish has a kasha. What is the answer? Hayos v'kol kliya in aror l'shimush elim kenish l'pesach l'hachmas l'hotzi l'chein in l'hachshiv asiyas pesach k'tikun kli elim ken ror l'shnei ha'shimushim halom. Has to be available for both uses. It was not called a kli. And he makes reference to a shara tziyah. Let's open up, Rabosai. Yeah, thank God we still have some straw available to us. Take a look, please open up, please, if you don't mind. Shara Ziyun, Shin Yudalit Siv Cotton Test. Please look inside. Shin Yudalit Siv Cotton Test. 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 The requirement for lahachas and lahotzi is by Kalim. Why? Da nekev sha'osel lahem yeshalem shein pesach. Kedisa the Gemara. Lachain bina, she'osel lahachas and lahotzi. Do with the pesach. As the Chazanish said, every over. Al bishar dvarim. What's shar dvarim mean? Lo b'inan rak shi'ein darko sha'osel dovar lasas bo nekev kozel is the tashmish. What does it mean, Shar Dvorim? He's upset with the Bavan Avram, who's Mekatzeh, Melosh, and the Rambam, and he's upset about that. Okay? There's a Mishnah Shar Tzir, Sifkaton, Tess. Now the question is, what does it mean, Shar Dvorim? What is Shar Dvorim? So, in order to understand what that means, if you look at Mishnah Brura, Sifkaton, Tess, Ha'oseh, towards the end, Ha'osa Negev with the small Zionists. The small Zionists, okay? Ha'osa Negev Koshu, Bein Be'eit, Bein Be'matches, Bein Be'binyan, Bein Be'kelim. So what's Shar Dvarim? You know what Shar Dvarim is? Eight, Matches, and Binyan. Other things aside from Kelim. Okay? For the told us makam patnish v'chaya. So in those claims the Sharati and Tess, you would not require lahaknis ulahotzi. You wouldn't require it. That's an interesting question. I saw again, I can't show anything, right? Everything's off, or just to say?
Oh.
Everything's off. I feel so bad, it's right in front of us, I just can't show anything. The Binyan Shabbos asks a question against this Sharatir from the Tosfos right in front of us. Shabbos, take a look. Person of Chesed and Beis, the Ramaskil Bechi. What does it say over here? Bechi. Tosfos says, not going to be the entire Tosfos, a little piece. Tosfos says it's false. V'im Toma. V'im Toma, Rabosai. We have the word Hosam in brackets. Hosam l'chuli alma lo mechayev chatas kadama Hosam b'gemara. Dvar Torah kol Pesach she'eino osu l'hatas l'hoti eino Pesach. Aval hokom. Pesach reis ha'tzava osu l'hatas l'hoti. Frank the Benjamin Shabbos. Who needs osu l'hatas l'hoti? He is assuming, Rabbi Osai, in his question, that this garment is like Shar Dvarim. Like Eitz, Evan, and Binyan. It's not a kli. I'm not so sure it's true. Maybe, you know, a beged in Gemara Shprach is a kli. So therefore, I'm not so sure that this question is such a powerful question, but just let you know, the Binyan Shabbos asks the question. So now, Rabbi Osai, let's go back to that. So what exactly is a kli and what's not a kli? So getting back over here, that being the case, Lasso Snekev, the motzeis shall back book tinok. What's a motzeis? Pacifier or a nipple, right? A pacifier is you don't make a hole in a pacifier. There's nothing coming in or out. But a nipple for a baby bottle, yeah.
I mean, discussed many years ago about using a candle
or some candle. Right, we'll talk about it. Yesh b'zeh isur d'oraisa shall makah b'patish. Afsha nekev osri rak lahotzi. Why? Kevin Shekahu Derek Shimbush Shalom Motzeitz. Fakert. The Yamarchi Vesaneke of Yoser Ashi Yerola Akhalotzi, Loya Rola Shimbush, because Chasa Shalom, the baby can choke. Don't put him in a small hole, the baby shouldn't have too much milk at the same time. The Rakbakli Yazokuk Leneke of Rokhov Lachis Darkov, who also Neke of Akhalotzi, Bazeish for all the poetry. So to Pacha Yoshtia. Hey, man, shachas marashtia. Ein machnisim l'stolchem shum dover mashlichim osa l'ashpo. Ein eim zkukim l'pesach l'haklas klal. Kedalim l'pesach l'hotzi esh v'isad araisa. Oh, man. He made it worse. I know many people who just like these old places all the time. He says v'isad araisa. Scary, no? Scary. We're not finished yet. I found a toast in Ksubas, he says. They talk about the situation there of Mapis Mursa. And they want to know, what's it Mapis and Motzi? What do they answer? Air comes in and pus comes out. Otherwise, you wouldn't be chayim in daraisa, even though it's made to get the pus out. Sounds against what you just said. What about Lul Shultarnagolin? For both sides. Lul Shultarnagolin. That's the case in the Gemara. The case that we saw of the Hakas and the Hotzi is the Gemara on the Kuf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, which talks about Lul Shultarna Golim. Those who remember? Lul Shultarna Golim, Torah called Pesach, Shein Asad Hakas and the Hotzi, and the Pesach, Lul Shultarna Golim, Ovid the Yuli Avir La Fuki Havla. No. So over here also, he asks the following question. Avshat derech lasas lo pesach lafuki havlo im lo hoy osir b'kavish lahaklas avir, you wouldn't be chayiv. See, against the sharatir, not enough darko lasas for that pesach lay the tashish. You always require lahaklas hosi. Shoo, just knocked our bali avera quote unquote off the soda can with our rice to rub on. Shoo, that's what he just says in the last paragraph here in Siman Yud Dalit Sif Katan Dalit. That's what he suggests. I don't know. Is this completely mukhrach? I don't know. When it comes to the pus pitbull, my little medical training tells me, I don't mean literally, I know, the air is helpful. You want the air to come in to help in the healing process. I think. So therefore, it's not, you don't have a raya from there. There, in fact, it's also the opposite of the hoax. Otherwise, it doesn't really work. The lul, I don't know, maybe the same thing applies in that kind of a situation. Okay, good. Narabosai, Shlomo Zalman is back. Alright, the best news of the day so far, for those who have been doing it all these years, Shlomo Zalman is mad. Of course, the question becomes, why in the world is Shlomo Zalman mad? But you know what? It's like a hole in a barrel which is made from mustiki. Let us refresh our memories. We know the Gemara, mustiki is in the Beit Olam Gimel. Open the Mishnah Brura, please. Shin Yudalit, Sivkot and Hay. We're talking about a chavis shel mustiki, okay? Chavis she nishpro dibek shvareh bezefes yochol l'shoro v'dikach mashe v'socho uvelvash yechav l'nak v'nekev yofen shilo l'pesa dibkei adem atak et mona. Okay? Fine. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, hey, if you mechaven l'yachos hashvira shetishoro kli, that's considered to be a Pesach Yofer, Nekev Yofer. Shlomo Zalman says, come on, no, it's not a Nekev Yofer. This is a plain, straightforward Nekev. Now, I have to share the Shulchan Aruch. I think this we can get, Baruch Hashem. We're not completely out of business. I'll come back to Rav Moshe later, but let's first get to the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Yudalit. We have a problem here too. What? You totally down? What are you wrong? We're out? Slow. Pretty slow, if you ask me. Okay, well, we'll have to say it about Pet. I mean, those of you who may have a regular Shulchan Aruch, I'd like to see the regular Shulchan Aruch, those who have. And if it comes on, I'll show you the inside. I'd love to show you. Our noble assistants will be able to figure out what the heck of the glitches of this is at an expense. Shuna. Shin Yud Dalet, Rabosai, the very beginning of the symbol. Okay, about that. The Shulchan Aruch said, "Leichaven, we're out." Okay. I'm going to say Torah Shabbat Pen. Again, for those who have a regular Shulchan Aruch, open up. You have a Mishnah Berurah. At least follow there. Uvavach leichaven lasif nekev yofer shiel lepesah. Dimken alim mitake mona. Okay, mitake mona. Says the Prima Garden. How do you define Mitake Mona? How do you define Nekev Yofer? Zok the Prima Garden. It's a long, it was towards the beginning. Watch what he says. Masha Enkein, Kishashover Besakin Besayev, Umitsamtsein, Sheyekli Bekach, Yesh Bochiyuv Chatos. Mitzamtzeim. You are being very careful with your knife to make that hole in a very particular way. Lashon the Prima Gaon. I'll give you another such lashon on both sides, which comes from the Chazon Ish and Simon Nun Aleph, Sivkotan Yud Aleph. Chazon Ish is discussing similar topics. There's Kufsos. Okay? Here's where he says, if you make two holes, it's called the hakas al-hotzi, the air. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman didn't like that. But in the same Sukkot Yud Aleph talks about the following idea. Says, what's a nekev yofer? Says, like this. If somebody is medaktek, Loshna uses, he's medaktek, he's careful, diktuk, very precise, see to it, that a nekev yofer emerges, that is considered to be in the category of this violation. So the Prima Gadol uses the word mitzamtzein, and the Chazon Ish uses the word midaktek. So Shlomo Zalman says, if that's the nature of the prohibition, to be mitzamtzein or midaktek, he does not think it would apply to this guy who opens a cocaine. He's not mitzamtzein or midaktek anything. He's just finding the path of least resistance. The path of least resistance. That's all. He's not doing anything. Oh. And this is nothing. Consider it to be nothing. Oh. So here's a question of both sides. What is the nature of the issur? Is the issur the opening itself? Or is the issur that when you make an opening in a kli, you're fixing the kli? That's the $64,000 question. But this seems to be thrown to the garbage. So Shlomo Zalman seems to be assuming that the nature of the issur is to fix the kli. It's not a kli, it goes to the garbage. But the Megillah Sefer seems to be learning the nature of the issur is an independent issur of making a Pesach. And making a Pesach is a Pesach even going to go into the garbage. Right now it's a Pesach. This is a fundamental question on both sides. So fundamental. What is the issur? Is the issur making the kli? We could be perhaps lean when it comes to these cans that go straight into the garbage. Or is the issur to make a Pesach? It's to be so expensive, shava, a possible even a daraisa.
Is the issur to make Pesach?
What's the issur? The expression of the Gemara is a Pesach she'osach zolotzi. Maybe that Pesach itself, you've created a new entity which is prohibited. It's a bonem. I made a Pesach. That itself is the problem. Is that true or not true? So in the Sefer Binyan Shabbat, he discusses this explicitly. I'm going to read it to you. Again, I can't show it to you. There's a lot to say about this topic. So I'll give you a brief excerpt. Page Kuf, Pei, Ches, and Tes. This is as follows. Doesn't matter how big or small, it depends if he plans to use it, lahachas alahotzi. Otherwise, then he's a daraisa. And he gives it above mapis mursa. Right? And he quotes a stipler. And it's a verbatim quotation of the stipler, Shabbos, Simon Beis. The lekon klam alafa shal asiyas pesach. But the mechayim al asiyas pesach, who mishun mishyesh pozem alechas. Bonem! What's bonem? Shemitakein bozeh sacheder. Who made a miskavim l'shem binyan l'maisa pesach levad. Zendikah ain't a miskavim. Kevin shvetzin asiyah sa pesach ain't a malach about tzvuso. And the shvetzin asiyah sa pesach on the cheder or on the kli. That's very important. Very important. Ain't basiyah, excuse me, holds like you. Ain't basiyah sa pesach mishtaratzmo shem tikun v'yitzirah. As the stackler said, the promise of tikkun kli of what? Of the can. But over here, the can's in the garbage. There's no problem. That's what he's saying over here on page Kuf Pei Tes. It's worthwhile seeing. I'll try to leave it for you if you want to look at it. While Miss Medrash, it's Osios Machinas. That's what he says. If he's right, he's right. And if he's right, he's right. The Megillah Sefer presumably doesn't necessarily agree with him. You'll tell me, who cares I'm throwing it out? But it has an intrinsic value. No, the famous Magid Mishnah, Yud Beis, he quotes over here as well. Kotem Kisim, if you just want to smell it, even though it's the same exact action, it's mutter. Because when it comes to these areas of Tikkun Kli, it's only you have in mind. If you don't have it in mind, it's not called a Tikkun at all. It's not any of its consequences. It's nothing. That's a Magad Mishnah. Now, on both sides, there are three kinds of cans. Three, not two. Three. Yeah.
Is there a difference if you're just like throwing out the can versus like destroying it, like actually?
No. Throw out the garbage instead of throwing it with a hammer and a hand. People have that bigger. They shall throw their heart out. Don't do that on the date either. They got to pull the can out.
So doing something to the can
away. I don't think that's the difference. Throwing the garbage, the same thing. But there are three kinds of cans. Watch this. Bossi le basal shomaron agrashas. He wasn't lazy with this, Rabbi Hanan Kohn. Went to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's house with all the cans he could find. I have things we're told, shoko, kvaka, maternas. What do you do with all these? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, it's only an iser if you make the can into a kli shimushi. So sardinim, what's sardinim? Okay, sardines. Ruba the ruba zoka na kufsa la harika na mamma la mishtamishin the kufsa shimish koze, garnished. We view the kufsa as a tifa samachal kishov and kliba yegos. Reb Moshe! Shlom Azam is the same as Reb Moshe, word for word. That's Reb Moshe about the cans. That we saw in Shulchan Aruch Shmi Yudal, because it's like the peel of a walnut, the shell of a walnut, it's garnished. Garnished, zero. No problem. Someone's throwing out right away. And that's why it's matir, liftoch atalashonit, shal pachiyot hashtiyah. That's what he says. Throw it away, it's garbage, not a kli. And he also says, oh, Yisrael Pesach independently. It's only Pesach is Yisrael making a kli, it's Nishkin kli. What do you do, Rabosai, with the following cases? Zeitim, umbalafonim, chamutzim. A can that holds olives or pickles. What's the difference? Mashirim et ha-machal ba-kufsa. You don't throw it out right away. Other things you finish right away. Who can eat so many pickles in one shot? He's not a yeshiva boys. Who can eat so many olives in one shot? So you hold on to it. Suppose, do you ever buy, I'm curious, anyone in this room ever buy in America cans of pickles or olives? Yeah, how long does it last if you finish it?
Could be a while.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. A couple of days for sure. Ah, that's good. You throw the can right out. But the yeshiva guys are not so careful, and many yeshiva guys are, they leave it, and they last for a long time. But not that long. Hakufsa meshameshet kli ichsun ad gmar ha-ma'achal. Okay? It's not called osa kli ichsun. Why? Hakufsa hi kli ichsun garua. Eina miyuedesaka. You can't leave it there that long. It's going to get ruined. Look, he says, Shover chavis me'agrogros. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is saying, Eino merokein agrogros bevasachas. You don't fish every single fish with the whole barrel at once. Merokein li'at lat b'fitarko. And we don't say I'm making a kli yichsun out of it. Because it's not matim li'yichsun. He's assuming, by the way, I wasn't sure it's the truth, that this barrel is not going to be reused. Am I correct? You're going to hold on to the barrel until they finish the figs and throw it out. That's what he's suggesting. Chiddush to me. Third kind of kufsa. Hamechilot avkat shoko kvaka. You know, they can have, I don't know, it'll have, I think the closest we have here in our country is those Hershey's cocoa. Anyone bake here? Anyone bake? Yeah, you bake. Wow. Okay, so you get the Hershey's cocoa, and you use some of it to make a chocolate cake, right? Amos?
No.
You might have that there for months to make your next chocolate cake, correct, Amos?
Years.
Years. All right. I don't want to go that far. But the Zalman says that choco or kvaka, I guess it means oats, that. This is for a long time. Kama chodoshim. He says months. You say years. Okay. Then, aydei shemesir et hamechseh matachti shesoger takufsa. You remove the metal that covers it on top. חושב שעושה כלי שמיועד לכתחיל לאיכסון המחל וחוששני, תינק, שוב, שעושה לפוסלם בשבס, עד כאן, רשלם הזל מטוב, this is in פרק יזיין, פייג' קוף מהרבות, there's a look at the תיקון והבהרה, רשלם הזל, it fixes it up and makes it more clear, in פרק למדל את פוס בייס, okay, this is many pages later, this is Kuf Mem Vov, and this Oz Beis is page Reish Zayin and Hes, that means it's more than 60 pages later, that I quoted from Shlomo Zalman, okay? He brought a ride from Grogris, okay? What I said about Coco, I'm not sure if I understood him properly. So I'm not quoting him again. I'll leave this hanging. I'm not sure what he means by that. Maybe he's mocking even that. I don't know. This is a clarification. Not sure. Yes?
The thing about the Shoko, it lasts for a long time.
Right.
Is that where you're like making a pass off from something that was one unit? Or like even if you're just like tearing off?
Well, he said, I don't know how it's made in Eretz Yisrael. The lashon that he used, Aydei she meisir et ha-mechseh ha-matachti she-soger et ha-kufsa. I understand he means it's like our tuna cans, and you're removing the top of it, it's going to stay away from us. That's what I understood him.
I think the ones they have, they're like similar to, they have like a little like hook thing that you pull back, the metal.
Ah, okay. Good, but it's also very stark.
It's not
like potato chips, I don't think. It's more, stronger than the potato chips.
It's more like a tuna can.
More like a tuna can, it's not like that. That's what I understood. I'm assuming that. Again, I don't.
But so if it wasn't made, like if you have something that was maybe made more like
a potato chip, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking like, you know, yogurt has like a
yogurt,
like
okay,
a foil covering.
Yeah, yogurt. That's not a strong cup. Right. Yogurt's not. It's much stronger than the yogurt.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there's no problem opening a yogurt on Shabbos. I do it myself. I think I'm not. What's Tom and Billy on Shabbos? But for those who do, oh, in camp they serve a Shabbos shittus. Sure. They serve yogurt with Shabbos shittus, and everyone opens up the yogurt. No one, to my knowledge, is not going to check. Different, completely.
Okay. Because it's two separate things?
Yeah, that's a shvacha kibul. And this pulls right away. We're assuming that even though it was glued in with something that's made to be taken, dairy products can't last that long. It's put in the freezer. You know, it's not like other products. So dairy products spoil after a while. Emes, even the yogurt, now it's not like the milk, but the sell-by date on yogurt is not like potato chips in 2015. Am I right? It's, am I correct?
Yeah.
It's pretty quick, so I mean, it can't be that.
And also, the packages are attached. I think you talked about this previously, the actual package.
Oh, I mean, the two are attached, one separate, yeah?
Whether you're
Shlomo Zalman was making that shot. Eliyashu was machmer, Shlomo Zalman was making. So we ever had to be making that shot. About separating two leavens that come together. Yeah. Via leaven, they come as a twosome.
What would it be a problem?
No, Rabbi Eliyashu thought that he's makab a patish. Now it's usable if it's a single one or a double one. Or even machatech, he thought it might be. We spoke with this, we'll go back. It's not for today. And we'll come back to it again at a different time. Okay, Rabosa. So I asked, Sha'alti, Rav Shlomo Zalman. It says it's mutter lishbar or lahatiz. There's no gzera shemiyachskavnas yachas hashvir b'dasos a kli. But kufs hashimurim poteach as a kufs b'mapshir miyuchar. I can't open up. Umeisker as a mikser b'dikduk v'nas a nekav ogul v'yofer. I don't know. I think you're right. You can leave out. You can't open up. It could still have stickleuch of metal, but he still, it's a round circle. That's true. This is the question he asked from Shlomo Zalman. But the answer is critical. The answer is critical. And it's so relevant to our discussion. Heitcha di agrashas. It's page Kuf Mem Vav. Shani chovis. She'em shor leposcha b'shvira. L'chein hut derak der shvira v'kilkul. You have two choices, Rabbi Osai. You can either open it nice or break it. They only can be matter the whatever the minimum they can be matter. They have to be matter. Break it. אבל בקופסת שימורים, שאי אפשר לפתוח בשביבר. I've also said, even in this room, a lot of strong guys go to the gym. No one's strong enough to open up a can with his bare hands. He can't do it. The only way to do it is with a can opener. There's no alternative, Rav Osa. Haderech hayechida hi liftoch b'machshir. V'lachein, keivan debrira milsa she'oven lizrok ha'kufsa ein de nechshel ka'osef pesach v'kli ala keposeach ha'kufsa b'derech ha'efsharit k'dei l'rokna u'lizorka. That's what he says. If there's no alternative, that's the only way that could be done, then it is permissible, Rabbi Osai. And he explained it based on a Lashon, very, very important Lashon. This Lashon, I would like to show it to you in the Ram. Not the same as Rashi. I made a mistake myself the first time. You know who even made a mistake? The boulders. Who are the boulders? What's the one? I don't mean boulders with a U. Not B-O-U, B-O-L. They bolded every word in the Ram which came from Rashi to make it easier for you. So maybe you save time, right? You already learned Rashi. Maybe open the Ram, the whole page is Rashi. So look at this. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi over here on the Mishnah. Kuf mem rovim and out. Uvilvach lo yiskam lach saskli lenok v'yofe v'pesach no. Okay? Some of the gears are pay off it. Everyone see the right? It's only four words. That's not allowed. Okay? So I thought, based on Rashi, Rashi holds that making a kli, a Pesach, is an independent prohibition. An independent prohibition. Rabosa, are you with me? Independent. Not the way that you make the can into a kli. It's irrelevant. And if you throw it out, it's irrelevant. That's why I read the Rashi. Look how the Ram quotes Rashi. The boulders have it bolded, but it's not. It's one word different. That word can make all the difference in the world, Rabbi Osai. You know what one word can mean in halacha. One word, worlds can change. Chazal the special for Shabbos, Haroyim Atluyim Besara, mountains that are hanging on a hair. Okay, this is a case in point, Rabbi Osai. Take a look. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. Look over here. The Ram is found on page Kuf Ayin Aleph in our printed new ones, and then Samach Aleph the base of the old ones. But of course, the new ones have the bolding, the old ones don't. Right before the big letter Ain. The line before, Ain open, right before that. Everyone see the place? Very important you see it. Four words, again, four words. Lenokva Yofet. Right? Lenokva Yofet. Those two words are the same. We have two gear sauce by us. The Pesach no, the pen oil. What does the Ram say? La so so kli. Whoa. La so so kli. That, of course, is a more literal take on the Mishnah. What the Mishnah say that Rashi is commenting on? Uvavachle is carving la so so kli. So the Ram focuses on la so so kli. What's la so so? What's the map of K? Chavis. So the Yisr is what? The Yisr is making the Chavis. That's a Pashim Shat, the words of the Mishnah. La so so kli. If you take away Rashi, as we have it, what did Rashi say? Uvaj la yiskavim had a different gear so here. La so kli. Not la so so kli. The gear so here is la so so kli. And the gear so Rashi is la so kli. And if it's Lanok Vayava Bepesach or Bepen Noah, wow, Rabbi Osai, the whole world could depend on one letter. Is it Lasos Kli or Lasoso Kli? Isn't that amazing, Rabbi Osai? One letter. One Os Achat Shabbatar. What's the gifts of the Mishnah? If it's Lasoso, then Shlomo Zalman is right. Make the Chavis into a Kli. Throwing it out to garnish. If it's Lasos Kli, the peasant itself is a Kli. And the peasant itself is a Kli even if you throw it in the garbage. Amazing. The whole world can hang on one letter. The Ram's chat is appropriate for his Girsa, and Rashi for his. I haven't seen one comment on this. If you see another same comment on this, let me know. I think it's our Chiz, which just came up in our Shira. That's Hafachba, Hafachba, the cool of them. I haven't seen anyone say that, but maybe you can find another statement. to focus on the fact that there's one extra letter in the riff which you don't have in our Gemara, in our Mishnah. Wow. Okay, I can't say this for sure. That seems to be emerging over here. Wow. Wow. So now we come, Rabosai, halacha l'maisa. According to me, if he Rashi, forget about it. Shabbat d'oraisa, to begin to say. Rav Shlomo Zalman is mati, why? Why? Because it's only needs to last so soft to make the chavis into a cleaner, and you're going to throw it out. Rabbi Cohen asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, he only mati with shvira. So Rav Shlomo Zalman responded, I assume it's all level to Rabbanan for the moment. But anyway, he responded, it depends if there's an alternative. If there's no alternative, then you're opening up the top of the tuna can if there's no alternative. If it comes to a barrel, there's an alternative to break it, I'm allowed to break it. Rabbi also answered the following question. You have a Coke can. Do you have any alternative? Do you have any alternative to opening the Coke can with the neck of your fat as a Coca-Cola company invested millions of dollars to create? Yes or no? You mentioned it's a very cumbersome alternative. Take a tuna fish can opener and open the entire Coke can from the top.
You can poke a hole on something.
All right, let's now you can take a pineapple can opener, poke a hole on top, which may also be a question that's maybe test something up. But I'm smart. Maran, Chacham, Ben Zion, Abba Shaul. Bigdole, Chachme, Edot HaMizrach, Shem Bizmanenu. Correct? Is that correct? And the Tshuva about this. And all the Zion. You know what he says? Open it halfway. Take the ring. Don't start with can openers, break it or explode. Take the ring and open it halfway. Now, if you open it halfway, it's not at all a Pesach Noah. The drink out of it that way would be very cumbersome. It'll pour out, it won't pour out as smooth as it would. Otherwise, it's going to come out. Take an extra second. It'll come out. Yeah, that's what he says. He says it, Rabbi Osai, to avoid making a Pesach Noah. And I say, what's Chacham? Baal Orla Tzion enlightened us. Or Orla Tzion enlightened us that this opportunity exists. It's no longer permissible to rely on Shlomo Zalman's head. There have no alternative. We have an alternative. Tuna cans have no alternative. Here there is an alternative. Open it halfway. So today is only Sunday. If any of you buy a soda can or whatever can between now and Friday, Thursday morning, just to make it easy for us, experiment, open it halfway, and pour it into a cup. I don't know what to do when you have no cup. You buy a Coke, open it up halfway, you have a cup, and pour it in. Take a little extra long, you'll have to drink from a cup instead of a can.
You like opening
it halfway? What? People like opening it halfway? Who in this room ever opened up a Coke can halfway? Why?
I don't like drink from halfway.
Right.
You have to drink from it halfway?
Yeah, it's like a slower that way, so like that's longer.
Ah, you savor it longer. Oh, you smack the baby bottle. Look at me put the babies in. The baby has to make a small little hole in the dimple, and he has to make a small hole in the coke can. Uh-oh. Notwithstanding this disappointing fact, you're not the only one who said that, though, because someone else also said it. That's already me and Abatsu, your people who do that. It still seems to me that halfway opening, it's still not a neck of yours. You guys and a couple of guys here in the room like to do it that way to savor your coke for longer. Okay. I still think that to do it the way, to pull out all the way, that's what Coca-Cola views as the Pesach of Yom, and the majority of Americans, hundreds of millions of Americans drink coke, that's the neck of Yom epidemic. What you're doing, even if it's a beer that most people are doing it, I hope that's not called a neck of yoke. Because then if it is, you're stuck. No matter what you do, it's going to be a neck of yoke. They pull out a can of it. That's crazy. So I'm going to still stick with my assumption. But you could do a little more, a poll, your friends. You can eat dinner tonight, they're at a cap. How many of you guys ever opened up a Coke bottle of the equivalent halfway?
Doesn't it not matter? Because if Why does it matter?
If you can open it halfway. So everyone should open it halfway, and then if people open it halfway, then you can rely on Shlomo Zalman because there's nothing on it.
Very good. You always said a vart? I said a beautiful vart. The all of Zion said you have to open it halfway. That's not considered a neck of yom. But the suggestion is made that if you can imtip Zaloma, that patterns of change and people like halfway, just the same as all the way, then go back to Shlomo Zalman. There's no alternative. Unless you want to say it's an alternative to take a can open the whole top, which is an alternative. It's a physical alternative. It's a pain in the neck. Maybe, I don't know, see if you go with it, that kind of thing. It's also a neck of yom problem. It's a very nice triangular opening to the floor the same way. So you have to take the whole thing off. That's just that's not a kind of spout like. Could you tell people to go around? I'm still hoping that we can say that halfway is not considered Pesach Yofe, in which case we have the alternative. The head of all its own. If it becomes that way, I'm not sure if Shlomo Zalman is going to work because it's possibly of taking the whole thing off. So I'm not sure. Okay? So I don't have the Chumash can open. Who carries on can openers? I don't have one. So I'm equipped to carry on a can open every Shabbos in my pocket. So whenever I get to the Coca Cola, I'll open up with a can opener. It's a little strange, but I don't know. It's an alternative. People open up Coke cans in their own houses. Am I correct? People say, over there, yeah. Obviously, it's more expensive. It's cheaper to buy a Coke bottle. I mean, it's still not fitted with that problem yet, with the twist off of the cap. Yeah. I don't think people buy the old 1950s old Coke bottles. I think it's mutter, but I haven't seen too many of those. So, but if they have, I've seen it many people, even in their own house or in camp, they sometimes give out these Coke cans. There's a can opener right there. You don't have to go too far. You open it to the can. There's a can. There's no problem. There's an alternative. It's right there. So I don't want to. That's not going to be good because I can't expect people to do that. I'm hoping that the halfway is still not a Pesach Yofe. Ask your friends. Come back tomorrow with a report. Yes?
You also say that opening on the can opener makes it not a Pesach Yofe because you don't want the whole top of the can opener.
That's why it's wanted. I'm not there opening the whole thing. But to open it, but this has to open with the ring halfway. So Chacham Ben Zion is not there because that's not a Pesach Yofe. And now the Talmidim are telling me, he never drank Coke halfway eating. The Chacham never drank it halfway open. Because if he ever drank Coke, because that's the whole year, he wasn't interested in savoring so much. He was busy going back to his learning. So he probably drank it quickly and then went back to his farm. What's over here about it? Yeah.
So here people are telling me school about that.
Right. That's a good. I'm willing to accept that, but I don't apply it to the case of soda cans because I think there is a way to do it. Take the whole thing out. I don't want to give that example because it's cumbersome and sometimes impossible to open it. But open it halfway. I thought that was a great idea. I thought it was a fantastic idea that he had. A fantastic idea. Let's see. Yeah, this is a. Something which I'll give you the Maribach later. I don't have it right in front of me, but he says it. But it's still true today. You'll give me your homework. Narabosan. Okay. I want to show you a very beautiful expression over here. Look, please, in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yud Dalet Sif Aleph, as it's explicated by Binyan Shabbos, page Kuf Tzad. I'll give you the Makoros, so you can look it up. It's Medrash tomorrow. He writes as follows. He says, "Shemedaktek mitoreach lasos pesach yofe, masa mochichim shekavanoso l'shtamish b'pesach b'kriyus. Yim kavanoso rak l'rokin es hamachal me'achobis, hamay toreach u'medaktek kolkach lasos pesach yofe. V'bishvil lehotzi hamachal, dai sheyase pesach rogel u'poshut. V'shul kach omru, chazal, t'medaktek lasos pesach noa v'stoma, Mechav on the Pesach V'yosu. Who's he quoting? Chazan Ish, Simen Nun Aleph, Siv Koton, Ches. Okay? He writes as follows. The simple the simple reading the Gemara in Beitza is all dependent on its kavan. It's not what Rashi says. We spoke about this already at the beginning of the sugya. Okay, but he's suggesting over here. Again, he reads a lot into Chaz. I don't see these words in Chaz himself. He reads his in medaktek lasos pesach nor osur afil the bestum. He suggests a pshat of Rashi. Maybe Rashi agrees that kavana itself is going to asur it, but he wants to say that if I do a nekev pesach nor even bestum, I don't have explicit kavana to make a Pesach Yafa Ledoris. The mere fact that I don't plan to use it continually. The fact that I took the Tircha to make a Pesach Noah, also I feel it in the stomach, as opposed to the Mor Beta, depends on my Kavanasa. Even Pesach Eino Noah, Mechavan Shisham is a Pesach as Osir, Kote Matzeb Summoning. It's all a matter of Kavanasa. No machlokas in Metzias. We had the Rashi. We said Rashi is l'shitoso in Beitzah. Even in there is a shana Metzias. I spoke about that last week, if you recall. And a big donkey thing. You cut it. Okay. He's suggesting, even according to Rashi, even if you didn't have a different Metzias, if you have an explicit, he's saying this, a different Metzias is also even bestowed. But Rashi might concede that if it's explicitly for Kavanah to make it into a Pesach, it's going to be also even without the Pesach Noah as such, a different Metzias. That's what he's suggesting over here in Chazanish, Sivkotten, Ches. Oh, it's an Arab side. There is a Rashba. Rashba I can get?
Yeah.
Oh, I can get it? Yeah. That's right, that's what's weird to see to walk up here. No, still sleeping.
No, it's good.
What do you mean? Mine's sleeping. Yours is awake, mine's sleeping. Okay. Sleeping. The Rashba Rabosai in the Kuf Mem Vov. That's it, I did not bring with me. I didn't expect this to happen. So I have to take it from the citation over here. The Rashba Kuf Mem Vov of an Aleph Damaskal Ha asks the following question on the Gemara. Rabos, the Gemara we all have, thank God, that we still have left with Baruch Hashem. Ain't no Shira Katara Azos, the other Gemara. Open the Gemara, Rabosai, Kuf Mem Vav Omana. Please look inside. Kuf Mem Vav Omana. We have the Mishnah. Shover Odem, Sachobis, Lecholem, and the Grovers, Luvach, the Yiskav, and Lassus Cleve. Point. That is the first part of the Mishnah. Fine. Now, we have the Gemara that says over here, Bor Minem Rav Sheshes, the small olive of the Groz sound. Bor Minem Rav Sheshes, Mahu Lemivras Chavito Bebrutia Beshamta. What do the words mean? Rashi. Lemivras Litchov, the spear. The burdia beromach, v'ikach romach biyado, a knife, a spear. The tokfo bedofnei linko. Can I take a spear and make a hole in the barrel on Shabbos? What's the shiloh? The pisla kamechamein, which is also beyonce. Odim ola ayin yofa kamechamein mishari. Rashi lan yofa. Laharchiv motza ayin benegav godo. Took a spear. Took a spear. So that's considered iron yofet. It's not considered a pet. Just trying to get the cotton out quickly. The wine. Okay, he paskins. It's awesome. Meisvei Rabbo Serah Shvag Omer. Maybe Adam Chavish Oyayin Umatiz Rosha Besayiv. These guys are real military men. He has a spear, he has a sword. So you don't have these things in your house. Okay? So you take the top of the barrel and you slice the whole top off with a sword. Too late, boy. What's the question? What's the question? You, Rav Shesh, should say the Pesach of the Chav and the Yasir. No, here too. Why is only a spear also what's with the sword? Answer the Gemara. No comparison. Hasam with the sword, Vada la Ayin Yavaka Machavin. Hasam, Yisa la Ayin Yavaka Machavin. Liftuche Miftach. Rashi. Hasam Vada la Ayin Yavaka Machavin. Why? Shemarchiv Pia la Mata Mimugufasa. Kikatani Mata Tishwash Svas Pia. You make it in a bigger hole. To remove the plug on top and make a pretty big hole. I'm slicing up the whole top in the barrel itself. So therefore, it's even a big hole. Lion Yafeh. When it comes to the case, I use a spear. If I meant Lion Yafeh, Liftuche Miftach, and you told me Gufasa. Should have taken off the plug on top. Because that is bigger than the spear. In fact, I'm using a spear, it's a theory of relativity. The sword is bigger than the Magufa. And the spear is smaller. Ask on the Gemara. Any questions? Pause the chat on the Gemara. Frek the Rashba. Why did they ask a kasha of Sheshes from a Brisa, heretofore unknown, by Shvagomer? Why did they ask a kasha from the Mishnah? What did the Mishnah say? Shover Adam Esachovis, Lechol Mene Grobus, Uvashlo Yiskavein. Lasos Kli, Rabosai. That Mishnah itself is Akasha. Right? Shover Chavis. See, it's what? Answer the Rashba. The Mishnah could say, focus on the first word. Shover. By Shover, how can you miscover the presence? Breaking it. He's breaking it. That's why he's not Mechav on the Pesach, as it says in the Mishnah, because he's breaking it. But the Braisa doesn't just say breaking it. Rashbag Omer, maybe Adam Chavah Shuyayin Lumatas Rosh Hashanah, that's not breaking. It's just slicing off the top. It's not a breaking action. Ooh. Says the Gemara, it's true. The question is a good question, we can still answer it. It's the Ayin Yom Mechavim by using a sword which is bigger than the Magufa. But a Romach, right? You can't tell. It's the Mosh Shaila. On the one hand, Ayin Yofeh, he didn't make a smaller hole with a more delicate instrument. On the other hand, it's a Pesach of Mechavim because he didn't take off the plug on top. We pass on the Chumra. Ad Kan, the Rashba, and Kufa, and blah, blah, blah. Now, what did Bryce say? Bryce said, no. What lush of the Gemara? Hacha, he's the line of the Kamechave, Liftuche Mifta. Just remove the Magufa. No. Let's take that in the Bryce. No! I made a bigger hole! This being the case, Rabosai, get an impression that Rav Shlomo Zalman is correct. If there's no other alternative, Rav Osai. And he made the biggest possible hole. Open a tunikin, that's the biggest possible hole. That's how Rav Shlomo Zalman answered Rav Cohen, author of Binyan Shabbos, when he came to his house. Interestingly, the Chazon Ish independently answered Rashba's kasha. And he says the same kind of a teretz. If you break it, you're ruining it. If you slice off the top of the sword, you're not ruining it. Oh. And he goes further and says, Rabosai, I have the following shaila. But the Braisa says, I'm asking the following question. Please give me the answer. The Braisa says, Rashbag Omer, maybe Adam Chavah Shal Yayin Umatiz Rosh Hashanah. What is this Chavah made from? We saw last week, according to Tosis over here, the Chavis of our Mishnah is Mustaki, and Mustaki on the basic base of that Lav and Gimel. Others disagree. Ran disagrees. So leave out the Ran. But according to Tosis, that Shover Adam is only referring to the case of Mustaki. What about Matiz Rosh Messiah? Is that also Mustaki only? Or here the Tosis would agree that it's permissible even in a, what's called a chavis beria, a healthy barrel, which is not being held together by gum. What do you say, Rabbi Osai? Healthy too? The mechavet the chazanish. Wow, it's a bold statement you made. The mechavet the chazanish. Chazanish is exactly that. We'll see some of the others agree on that. Chazanish over here, in Simon Nun Aleph, Sivkot on Gimel, very beginning. Maybe Adam Chavis, Matz Rosh HaMessiah. Nered is a mutter, Afilu B'Chavis Beria. Give me the reason. No one's so smart, what's the reason? Below Shayach Lemigzer Mishun Pesach, came in the Matz Kol Rosha. Slice the whole thing off. What do you make a Pesach off? It's all gone. You just took the whole thing off. If you break something, you can even it out. I made a break, it's uneven. Right? And I'll even it out. I slice the whole top off. That's reason number one. Oh, dear Shalom, what is this now? Daf to chavishal gurogwis uperis efshalif amim lasa schor betida lahachas alahotzi. There was a gzera shemiyasa pesach lahachas alahotzi. Aval chavishal damalach I emshal lahachnis derech chor. There's no chance to make a pesach yom. You can't put the wine back in that way. Show exactly why, because they didn't have those funnels in those days. That's what he says. Between figs and wine. The second distinction. Does everybody agree with this Chazanish? We had only one vote in this year, the 1-0 vote. We're still within a week of election day. We got 100% of the vote. More than even New York City mayor got. 100% of the vote you got. No one disagreed. Well, let's look and see in other sources and see what they say. Open, please, the Mishnah Berurah. We'll take a look at the Magen Avraham. Those that have Magen Avraham should look. Let's just look there first, if he came first. It's Simon Shin Yud Dalet, Sivkot Zion. Those who have the Magen Avraham. And those who don't, open to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Chav Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch passes this in. Sivav, Mutter Lahatiz Rosh HaChavis B'Sayim. Okay? Says it from Magen Avraham, Umayri Shedibet Shvarim Bezefes, Kemosh Kosev, Sif Aleph. Woo! Avalatur Kosev, Mutu Lahatiz Rosh HaMagufa, Gufa, Zafidah B'Chav HaShlema, Lein HaChibur. The Magen Avraham, and those who don't have it, should see it again, in Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Chav Gimel. Take a look, Shin Yadal, Chav Gimel. Mutal Ahatiz Rosh HaChavis, says the Mishnah Berurah, as usual follows Magen Avraham. Mayri B'Chavis Gruah, Shemedubak Shvareha B'Zemez, Zolo B'Shlemez, and Tzipal, Chazanish is on it, whoops, and they say in Yiddish, Emach Nish Bissendik. And if he doesn't, never heard of the Magen Avraham, never heard of the Mishnah Berurah, who can feel like, unless I'm reading something wrong, I'll clearly disagree with him. No?
Because it doesn't make sense. Makes sense.
I'm not here to say who's right or wrong. I'm just saying, the Mechadish, he just says this, what he says. Okay, he gives two reasons, explain why it's so. And he's such a Mishnah Berurah man. He writes that the Mishnah Berurah is like, if I'm coming from the Lishka Sagozis, he's such a fan, although he argues him thousands of times, but he always treats him with the greatest respect. Here, I don't know, unless I'm seeing something wrong, tell me that tomorrow, this Mechadish is against the Mishnah Berurah and against the Magen Avraham, unless I'm reading it wrong. So, it's a very important question. A very important question. We'll see how important it is as we go. Now, both say open to the Mordechai again, Shin Chav Beis. We've been here before. Open, please, to the Mordechai, Shin Chav Beis. Please. Shin Chav Beis. All right, please, let's move. Shin Chav Beis. In my print, it's page Tezayin. Okay? Shin Chav Beis. On the Sugah Mem Ches, Zechi B'Zeh Shein Echibu. Zein Echibu. He says, U'mikanesh lochia, Shemutu listor stimas piatana shesosu v'yarev Shabbos. As it says, the shori l'mivris chavita b'burti b'Shabbos. Shunim chav en lahot ziyayim l'lasas pesel. By the way, the whole Shumash is actually told last week, Simon Samachay, is right here in front of you. The Ramah put it in the Haggah. this Mordechai is a pella. We paskin it's also the mivris chavita the birth of the Shabbos. He's bringing a riot mutter to smash the piataner. He stuffed that before Shabbos from the Gemara. It's mutter. It's not mutter. We paskin it's also. I'm not the first to ask this question. Look on the bottom. Anshe Shem, for example. Pirish Aleph. Afal gav the shaposh and Rabashi the Isura. Komakom. With the boy Shamin and Rabashi in Kinesh Sad Lahatir. Afal pi the poshat Sham the Isur. Haina Bishum. The Mukacha Milsa the Machave and Lasos Pesach. In that case. Avalhocha Mairi Listor Stimas Piatanur. Shibivadai Machave and Hotzia Velasos Pesach. Yagav the Biyayin. Have a mutter to the mashma, we also buy a gufa, we be pshita to Ravashi Ein Shalom. In other words, yes, it's not written elegantly. It's the shara of the mivers. It's not shara of the mivers, but it's not shara of the mivers because it's the pesach of mechave. But otherwise, it'd be mutter. So here too, it's obviously smashing to get a hold of the chol and Shabbos. Then should the pesach yafa. It's want I. We want children now. That's all he cares about. That's what it means. Okay? And the Shulchan Aruch is very careful. The only time it's going to be Asur, Rabbi Osai, is when? When it's Mukhecha Milsa, the Mechaber Lasses Pesach. If you're in doubt, sounds like it's Mutter. Give a look at the Lashon of the Mechaber. Please look at the Mechaber's Lashon. Take a look, please. Shin Yudalet Sivov. The Lashon of the Mechaber is instructive. Mutal had the Rosh Hashanah beside, as we just saw. Now the Pesach Mechavah came to Meisir Rosh Hashanah. Avonokah Betzida, Ben Shul Chavis, Ben Shul Magufa, also Kibbe Romach, shows the Negev Godol, the Eino, Dhamma, the Pesach. The Kevin Avim Betzida, what's the next word? Vadai, the Pesach Mechavah. Vadai. Has to be Vadai. The Mishnah Brewer writes from Chav Zayin, the Eino Mechavah, the Pesach, Hela Lahar, the Motzei Yayin, Herlof Toch, Asa Magufa, the Ftut Chemis, the Chos to Gemara. Avonokah, quote the Gemara. Finished. Rabosai, it's only if it's going to be Vada. This is a nice cooler here. Only if it's going to be Vada. So now Rabosai, we have the following issue. Look in Mishnah Brewer, Sivkot and Vov. Sivkot and Vov, Rabosai. Sivkot and Vov. Shin Yud Aleph Sivkot and Vov, referring to Sif Aleph. What does it say? Shulchan Aruch said, "Leicham and Nekav Yofer, the Pesach, then Kain Ale Betak and Mona." Says the Mishnah Brura Vov, "Ayn Betas, the Mashma, Tafilu Imu Nekav Koton, Shein Osal Achad Lohotzi, Gamkin Osal Kolpan Medrabanan, Afilu Bechav Viskazu." Shehi ruua, the munek of gadol shasalach to the hotzi in the chavis ruua. Yesh from Isur Torah, chen mashal rabir agra, Isur daraisa. Who said this, Rabbi Osman? We saw this last week. Who remembers who said this? I can't get you a gemara here. Rashi and Beit Olam and Gimelam and Bey said this. Thank God we have Shabbos. Shas, we still have. Shas, the holy Shas. Rashi, you have Tosis over here. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The ones of the Mustaki. Kitani the Mustaki. Mizufefes Ruah. Pirish Rashi. Tlochashina the Tikkun Kli. The whole of the Ruah Harbe. Yochus Alea. The Shem Yekaka Lachavas. But Rabosai, if you could make a neck of Yofer, we need to daraisa. Torah says no. Rabbi Yitzchok says no. Kevin shem mudubokim bezeves benachatichas shlemus lohave shum tikkun kli. Come on, I think it's four of the pieces called tikkun kli. I think Rabosai, the Rashi of the Shitosa. What's the nature of the Yisra called the Rashi? We said this a few minutes ago. What, Rabosai? The Pesach itself. I don't care that the Pesach happens to exist in a kli which is garbage. The Pesach itself is a problem. Tosfos seems to hold, as like Moshe Zalman, that what? That the kli, this is junk. This is fundamental, Rabosa. This is very fundamental. And the Mishnah Berurah is passed like Rashi. Chazish doesn't like it. He said, why are you passed like Tosfos, passed Shilchos, and Kibasroi? That's not always the case. The Mishnah Berurah passed like Rashi. Rashi, there's no way we can open these soda cans. Because the Pesach itself, Rabosai, is a problem. It's not a chazanish. It's called a mona tvira. Mona tvira Torah. It's already broken. Yeah, but Rashi seems to hold a special issur of making a Pesach, even in a mona tvira. And therefore, it's going to be a problem with making a hole even in a soda can. We can throw out in a minute. Wow. Rabosai, I'd like to share with you one more item before we finish it today. Just one. It's one going to be very, very significant. Rabosai, take a look over here in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Ches. Everyone have? The Mechaber's Lashon is very, very important. The Mechaber said, you cannot make a neck of your pet. Okay? And then he says, Aval Mishlema also the Shavah, but Afila B'inyan Shena also Kli. Fine. Vafilu nekev bi'alma, which is more kal, also linkev amechodesh. Right? Afilu means it's more kal. Correct? Is that what Afilu means? It's more kal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's called Ches. Rotz Aloma. She'eino osen nekev the Pesach ela shovra. That's the first thing. That's Eino Sekli. V'achaka kosev revusa tvei. Vafilu nekev bi'alma. Rotsa Lomar, Nekav She'eno Yofel Pesach, is Batarbel Nitivuso. One, She'eno Shover Achavis. Number two, Begam She'eno Pesach, Afilu Hochi Asura. Ooh. This is a long Mishnah Berurah to explain one line. What is this all about? The source is Levush Esrod. Levush Esrod came to answer the kasha, I cannot show you, I feel so bad, of the Prima Gadim. And Rabbi Kiveg, there's a bombshell kasha. Afilu Neka Bialma implied that Neka Bialma is more kal than what came before. What came before, Abosa? Yochol is Shavra. You can break it. You mean to tell me that Neka Bialma is more chomer than breaking it? Not true. It's just not true. Nekev is more chomer than breaking it. Where do you find that Nekev is more chomer than breaking it? Here in Sif Vav. He says, you cannot make a hole with a Romach, we just saw it. Even though Shvira is mutter. Remember, he's referring to a case of mustaki, says Mishnah Berurah, which you saw before. So you see in Sivav that Shvira is more kal than Rabosai, than a hole. So what's the afilu? Afilu neka b'yama, so what are you, fakert? Neka b'yama is more chomer, so it's more obvious that it's awesome. This kash is raised by the Prima Gadim and Rabbi Akiva. That's the problem. What's the answer? It depends where you're coming from. From the perspective of Soser, Rabosai, from the perspective of Soser, Negev is more kal than Shover. Shover is more resembled to Shvira Gemurah. It's Shvira Gemurah Bekalin. And from the perspective of Soser, I feel the Negev Bialmo, which is less of a Soser, is a problem. That's the answer. From the perspective of Soser, that's the Afilu. Oh. Nonetheless, it's also why Shem Yechaven Lasos Pesach. Oh. When it comes to Mustaki, Rabosai, when it comes to Mustaki, by Mustaki, Rabosai, there's no Easter Sosa, and there's no Easter of Shem Yechaven Lasos Pesach Yofet. There, when it comes to Mustaki, Rabosai, a Nekev is more chamor than a shvira. Because there's always a shvira, Rabbi Al-Sai, there's always a soser. So then, a nekev is more chamor, because you, after all, may make a proper nekev, which is a problem. You should have opened the megufa, as we saw in the Shabura Chav Zayin a few minutes ago. Chav Zayin the Shabura, via the Pesach Mechavim, the Eina Mechavim, the Pesach, the Hakam, Motsi Yayin, her left off as a megufa. So therefore, when it comes to Mustiki, Shulchan Aruch writes in Sivav, that when there's no issue of Shvira, of Stiris Kalim, and there's no issue of Shemi Yasa Pesach Yoga directly. So therefore we say, what? Pesach is worse than Shvira. When it comes over here to a situation of Shlema, Avalimi Shlema, comes to Shlema, there Shvira is more common than that of the Alma. Because Shvira is the issue of steering more of a Kalim. Maybe the answer, given by Lubushay Strad. Let's see it again in the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't really spell it out. Rotzaloma. Remember the ches is going on Shlema. And also neck of the Pesach of the Shovra, Ravusa Tvei, even neck of the Alma, which is not Yafa the Pesach, just two things going for it. Number one, it's not Shovra Chavis, which is an Easter by Shlema. And number two, it's not really a Pesach, it's still awesome. The key issue is it depends on my Mustik or Shlema. By Mustiki, Nekev is Mochamor. When it comes to Shlema, Shvira is Mochamor, Rabbo said. Meridika answer. So what do you assume from here? Is it easier to see as Pesach, Rishnei Atzmo, even by Mustiki? Pashup Shah. What's the Yisr? We said the Yisr is Pesach, an independent Yisr of Pesach. The only other way out is to say, I'm just throwing it out right now, maybe they hold that a mustiki at least is kept until you finish all the figs. And in that way we can argue that a soda can is more calm than thrown immediately. Or maybe they even hold no. Maybe they're going to reuse it. They're going to reuse the barrel. And that's why it's considered, a Pesach Yav is considered a tikkun kli. As opposed to not only a soda can which you throw out immediately, but even a hitmite tomorrow shia, a milk carton. Abbas, have you ever in your life seen somebody on Shabbos take one of those milk cartons and open up a spout? You ever seen it in your life? If you've seen it, raise your hand. Going through a Moshe, tomorrow, it's a shalat and pizza or rice. It's happening right in front of your eyes. The arc of gold will go from one end to the other. Look up to tomorrow's shiur, I'll give you a maramokam, Igris Moshe, Chelet Dalet Simen Ayin Ches. Then tomorrow we'll start discussing that issue, and it depends upon this Nakuda here. What was the Chavis in those days? They didn't throw out immediately, that we saw, so therefore it's more Chomer than a soda can, but is it the same as a milk carton? Or they even reused it? Which made a milk carton more calm. That will have to see that tomorrow. We'll stop here. If everyone wants to say we can have a mincha, who must leave right now? But it must leave? Oh, so we have a minyan beretta. Okay. Who's about to fill? What's he about to fill? No volunteers yet? Okay, good.